Amen.
Good morning. It was 42 years ago this week, January 22nd, 1973, that the United States Supreme Court handed down the decision we now know as Roe v. Wade, legalizing abortion on demand across all 50 states. Since that time, approximately 56 million human beings have been killed while still in their mother's wombs. Now, to put that in perspective, that exceeds the number of people living in the entire Great Lakes region of the United States. In 1984, then President Ronald Reagan established Sanctity of Human Life Weekend so that we might remember and perhaps reverse this tide. And we've grown comfortable living with that despicable law. And like the Israelis who in the days of Nehemiah felt helpless and defeated because of all the opposition that came their way and became complacent about rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem, it feels like we've thrown in the towel. We've given up the fight. But as in those days in which Haggai and Zechariah prophesied that we needed to stop being comfortably resigned and get back to work, so we need to redouble our efforts to turn back the tide of evil in our land. There's been a dramatic shift in society's view on the sanctity of life. Not long ago, the majority of Americans, on the one hand, favored capital punishment for convicted murderers, while upholding the sacredness of life and affirming protection for life in the womb. And now that is completely shifted the other way. Today, a majority of Americans reject the death penalty while at the same time favoring the right to kill babies in the womb. And they consider us to be the weirdos. We're the ones considered extreme. Well, we have a choice here. This is what I'm calling us to today. We can wring our hands and remain silent because we're so worried about how we might be labeled, worried that some people won't like us. Or we can speak and we can act in accordance with our conscience and our convictions. So what will it be? But let's make no mistake about it. There's a call before us. Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12 says this: deliver those who are being taken away to death, and those who are staggering to slaughter, oh, hold them back. If you say, see, we didn't see this, we did not know, does he not consider it who weighs the hearts? And does he not know it who keeps your soul? And will he not render to man according to his work? So what can you do? First of all, there are plenty of ways that each of us can be involved in affirming the sanctity of human life. Now, no one person's called to do everything, but there's a number of things that we can do. And each of us, I believe, has a role to play. Some are out there on the front lines, counseling women on the sidewalks, young men and young women outside abortion mills. Others are writing letters to the editors of their local newspapers or to magazines, or publishing blogs and fighting that good fight on the ethical and philosophical front. Some are quietly and lovingly counseling young women in crisis pregnancy centers, urging them to choose life for their babies. Still others are counseling young women who have had an abortion to let them know that God forgives and heals. Others are able to operate in the area of philanthropy, giving to good and godly pro-life ministries. So there's something that each of us can do. But can I ask us to please take up the cause afresh? Let's redouble our determination to engage in this struggle for the conscience of our nation. Let's get back to the work of rebuilding the wall. The voice of the prophet still speaks today. Choose life that you may live.
Thank you, Rabbi Glenn. And one of the things we're going to do later